Siete in compagnia di SBS Italian. Trovate altre storie su sbs.com.au/italian o scaricate la SBS Radio app.
Making energy from recycled beer. This is a genius project by South Australia Water. And we have Lisa Anand, the Senior Management of Production at Treatment, to talk today about this project. So hi and welcome to SBS Italian, Lisa.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
I don't know if I may, but because we are on SBS Italian, I have to first ask you something. I've heard you have Italian background. Is that right?
It is correct. Yes, I do. I do. My father was born in Italy in a little town called Paia.
Oh, where is that? I don't know the town.
That is in northern Italy, and I think it's about 100 kilometers to the northeast of Milan.
I'll look it up later. But we are here today to speak about a very special project. Lisa, first of all, what is the project about? How does it work in terms that I would understand?
Sure. So unfortunately, through the COVID pandemic, there was a lot of beer that was produced, which was not able to be drunk by consumers because a lot of places were locked down. So rather than let that beer go to waste, we were able to take that beer at one of our wastewater treatment plants at Glenelg, and we took that beer and added it to our treatment process. And what happens is it goes into a big tank where we add some heat, and some bacteria in this tank breaks down the beer, and it creates biogas. And then we're able to take that gas and we can feed that gas to some gas engines, and that creates renewable energy. So it's a way of producing energy from the beer. It's actually quite simple.
It's simple by the way you describe it, but I'm sure it takes a lot of work. How much energy were you able to produce, and in what time?
Yeah, so we've been producing a lot of energy over the last, say, 3 or 4 months as we've been taking the beer in, and enough energy that we could power 1,200 houses with. So it's quite a lot of energy, and we've actually been able to run our big wastewater treatment plant at Glenelg almost entirely with the energy that we have produced on site. So quite a lot.
Unbelievable. And how much beer did that required, I guess? I don't know.
So we were taking around about 150,000 liters of beer every week. That's a lot of beer.
Wow. Is the project still going on?
It's actually starting to slow down very much now because we have our community opening up and people are able to go to hotels and drink beer. More beer is being consumed, so less of it is coming to our wastewater treatment plant. And of course, the breweries who make the beer, they're also producing a little bit less now because they know not so much is being drunk by the community.
Of course. How did the idea came to mind?
We have actually done this type of thing for some time now, but we normally do it with different type of waste, so with milk waste and with wine waste as well. So we can do it with any type of waste that is quite strong. It has a lot of energy in it, and it just so happens that at the moment a lot of beer has been available, so hence why our focus moved a little bit more onto the beer.
The issue of renewable energy in Australia is a very topical, and South Australia is doing a lot in that regards. I guess this is, as you just said, only one example of how you're producing energy by recycled materials. What is the proportion between, you know, traditional ways of producing energy and renewable energy that you have in place at South Australia Water?
We have four big wastewater treatment plants in our metropolitan area, and we do this type of process at a number of those, and we can run at least one of them almost 100% with renewable energy. And another big one, which is our Bolivar wastewater treatment plant, we can run that with about 80% of energy, renewable energy that we produce as well. So it is quite a significant amount.
About this project specifically, how did the community react? What kind of responses did you get?
So I think it's been really positive, and I think because we've been able to use what would otherwise have been a waste product for a really good use by turning that waste into energy. So that's been positive. I think it's also been a good outcome for the breweries and industry, because typically this type of material is quite expensive to get rid of. So we've been able to help our industry by they give it to us and we receive it for free. It doesn't cost them anything. So that's been a good outcome for industry as well. So it really has been positive from an environmental perspective. I guess the one downside is that beer is really made for people to drink. And that's the sad thing, is that unfortunately people haven't been able to drink the beer lately.
Of course. I just want to thank you, Lisa Anand, Senior Management of Production and Treatment at South Australia Water. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Cliccate mi piace, condividete, commentate, seguite SBS Italian su Facebook.